Thank you, Prime Minister. Given you've just tweeted about it, can I ask you what's going on with all this small island business? You've got one of your MPs flat out insulting the Russian president, and I'd like to know what you think about that. And you have found the time during your presumably about 3 hours of sleep to compose a jolly uplifting ode to all things British. Anybody would think a nerve has been touched.
No, not at all. Look, as far as I can see, this whole issue has now been denied by the Russian spokesman. They claim they never said such a thing. All I said to the British press earlier is something I believe very deeply, which is, yes, we are a small island. In fact, a small group of islands. But I would challenge anyone to come up with a country with a prouder history, with a bigger heart, with a greater resilience. As I said, this is a country that cleared the European continent of fascism, that took slavery off the high seas. We're a country that's invented many of the things that are most worthwhile, everything from the Industrial Revolution to the television to the World Wide Web. Our music delights and amuses millions. The Beatles, Elgar, and slightly less congressly One Direction have conquered the world. We've invented most of the sports that the world most likes playing. But as I said earlier, if I go on too long about our literature, our art, our philosophy, our contribution, including, of course, the world's language, if I start talking about this blessed plot, this sceptre dial, this England, I might have to put it to music, so I think I'll leave it there.